This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth, and encouraging the brethren.
Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Update. I'm your host, Dustin McRickard. It's an Ulagal Radio production. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pews and reaching out to brethren, talking about good, faithful works within the brotherhood, talking about good, faithful brethren in the brotherhood, and also talking about the great wonders and works that are done by our Lord Jesus Christ by reading scriptures through the Bible. Today I have a special guest with me all the way from Neosho, Missouri, Luke Yates. Luke, are you there, bud?
I'm here.
Luke, thank you for taking time out of your busy day and being on the Gospel Update. Luke, you're an associate minister. Where at?
I'm an associate minister with the Hillcrest Church of Christ in Neosho, Missouri.
Hillcrest Church of Christ, Neosho, Missouri. Awesome, awesome. So let me get some background here on you, okay. Luke. Let's talk about where did you come from? Are you a Missouri native? Or
I am not from Missouri originally. I'm actually from Oklahoma. I'm originally from central Oklahoma in a small town called Seminole. It's about an hour east of Oklahoma City, if you all are familiar with where Oklahoma City is.
Well, awesome, awesome. Well, so you've got a little bit of background there within the heartland, I guess you could say, of
yes.
the United States. And so let's talk about even more into your background, Luke. Luke, you've got a very interesting story. I know you do, especially with your conversion. I don't like to use the term raised in the church, but Luke, you were not raised in the church, were you?
I was not. My family raised me in the Southern Baptist denomination ever since I was a little baby. I've been going to First Baptist Church in various towns that I had lived in all the way up until I was, until I was 19 years old. So for 19 years, I was raised Baptist.
So let me ask you this then, Luke. What happened or who got to you or how did you get to know about the Church of Christ?
All right. Well, this might be a little longer story than you
want. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Let's hear it.
I'll start at the beginning. it was in 2007. I had graduated high school, and then I started my first semester of college at our local community college there in Seminole, and I started getting familiar with some people who were in the church, and you know, being raised Baptist, I was never really taught much about other beliefs. I was just taught what I was taught, and that's all I knew. And so in 2007, around September or so, I started hearing from these members of the church that they believed that baptism was essential for salvation. Now, being raised in the Southern Baptist denomination, I was never taught that. I was taught, for one, that it was an outward show of an inward grace. I would hear that phrase constantly. Or I would hear, you know, you just got to believe in Jesus, and then that's how you become a Christian. And then after you become a Christian, you do the first step of obedience by being baptized. But you don't have to be baptized. But, you know, that's something that God wants you to do. And so the Baptist Church never connected baptism to salvation. So whenever I started hearing my friends who are members of the church saying that baptism was essential, it really caught me off guard. I started thinking, you know, there's people out there who really believe that. And so in 2007, maybe in September or October, I can't remember exactly, on Facebook, actually, you know how there's a note section on Facebook where you can type out a note? I typed a note out, and I think it's called Theological Question. And the question was simply, what do you guys believe about baptism? Do you believe that it's essential for salvation, or do you not believe that it's essential for salvation? And so I put that on Facebook, got a lot of interest. And so I had on that note people in the Baptist church, people I was close to, and myself included, arguing that baptism was not essential. And then, of course, there were members of the Lord's Church who were posting scripture after scripture about baptism and giving arguments as to why baptism was essential. And so over time, I mean, this note lasted for 3 months that we were conversating on this. Over time, it got pretty heated. And I probably said some things I shouldn't have said. Some of my friends said some things that they probably shouldn't have said. But, you know, I used the common Baptist arguments. I put John 3:16, which I believe wholeheartedly, but I would use that to say, you know, all you have to do is believe. Or I would use Ephesians 2:8-9 and say, you know, look, it's just grace and it's just faith. And I would use those out of context, not realizing what I had done because I just heard these arguments, you know, by the way I was raised. But as I said, it got heated. I remember at one time, a member of the church, one of my good friends, she posted on there something about how she would love to talk some more, but she had to go to services that night. I believe it was a Wednesday night. And so, me being kind of angry at that moment, I typed out, "Go have fun at your cult." So I called the church a cult. Maybe an hour or so after that, I kind of simmered down and I felt bad about it. I deleted that comment and apologized to her. But, you know, I think it ended up with somewhere around maybe 600 or 700 comments. And it's still on my Facebook page if anyone would like to read that. I have not personally gone back and read that. But it's, I think it's, as I said, it's called a theological question or something to that degree. But it cooled down and then it kind of stopped in November, December of that year. And then time went on, you know, and I felt pretty confident that I had won that argument or whatever. But then maybe 3 or 4 months later, I started thinking about some of those passages that members of the church put down. And I was like, you know, it does say, you know, baptism saves you, or, you know, it does say believe and be baptized and you will be saved, and, you know, and so forth. And so I thought just a little bit more about those scriptures. It wasn't enough to convict me, but at least I started thinking. And so in the next year, 2008, around June, I started a second job. I worked at a movie theater for a while, and then I also worked at a restaurant. So I started working at this restaurant in June of 2008, and two of my friends worked there with me. And one of those friends was a member of the church, is a member of the church. She is one of my best friends. And so we started working together at this restaurant, and that went fine. She was actually a part of that Facebook note. And, you know, she never got mad or angry or bitter about anything, which I really respected. She is much better than me in that regard. But in July, after the first month of working there, I got a call from my sister. I was in Illinois at something, and I got a call from my sister, and she was bawling. She was crying like crazy, and I knew something bad had happened. And she told me that one of our best friends, his name was Brandon, he was coming back from a concert in Oklahoma City, and a drunk driver hit him head on and killed him instantly. And so at that moment, I really, really started thinking. I was thinking, hey, that could have been me. I could have been in that car. I could have died. You know, Brandon was, I believe he was 19 when he was killed. And I thought, you know, do I really know if I'm saved? And so that kind of provoked me to really start thinking more seriously about my salvation. And so a few weeks went on, you know, after the funeral, and, you know, a lot of my friends were just devastated at his loss. And around that time, my friend that I worked with, we were eating lunch during our break at the restaurant. And she invited me to a Bible study. It's actually a Bible class that her grandpa put on at the church building. And she said, you know, if you'd like to, every Tuesday night we have a Bible class. And she just invited me. And I don't think she really thought that I would come. But because of the circumstances, because I really started thinking more about my salvation, I was like, yeah, I'll go. And I think that surprised her. But it was a great thing. And so I believe in August maybe of that year, I started attending on Tuesday nights with her and a few others, that class. And man, I took notes like a madman. I heard things that blew my mind. I was so impressed with how much they used the scriptures. And it really got me starting to question some of the things that I had been raised to believe. It got me to start questioning some of the things that were taught in the Baptist denomination. And so I attended that class faithfully for 3 months, every Tuesday night. And man, the confusion that came about in my mind was powerful. And that's not a bad thing, I don't think. I think it's good when we can confuse people sometimes in the sense of bringing in something they never heard. And so they're battling between what they've always been taught and what the scriptures say. And so I believe it was in November of that year. I think it was the week before the election. I can't remember what election that was. I guess it was Obama and McCain or something. It was a week before that, I remember. It was on a Saturday night, and I was really struggling in my mind. And so I text my friend that I worked with, and we essentially had a Bible study through text messaging all night long. And I mean, literally, like neither of us slept that night. We were just texting back and forth. And I came to the conclusion that I needed to be baptized. And to give a little more background, I was never baptized in the Baptist church. Usually people, when they're like 5 or 6, are baptized in the Baptist church. But for whatever reason, maybe I thought very logically as a kid, I just thought, hey, if I'm saved, what's the point? So I was never baptized into the Baptist church. And I'm thankful for that because that did not allow me to hold on to like, well, maybe it was for the right reason or not, you know. And so I came to the conclusion from that study that night that, hey, I need to be baptized. I need to be baptized for the remission of my sins. And so we set up a baptism. I was still at the Baptist church. I had not gotten away from that. We set up a baptism for the next Sunday. And my friends, actually, who are members of the church, they actually came to see my baptism. And so that was a very interesting experience. Before I was baptized, I made sure that the preacher in the Baptist church knew the reason why I was being baptized. I said, look, don't agree with what the Baptist church teaches on baptism. I am being baptized for the forgiveness of my sins. And he kind of laughed at me and said, well, you know, that's not what the Bible teaches. We can talk about it later. And so I went up there before he baptized me. He said something about, you know, Luke's been saved a long time ago, but now he wants to show everyone his faith and, you know, the inward grace and all of that. And so I was baptized, and that was the last time I ever attended the Baptist church.
Unfortunately, we are out of time, Luke. Definitely tune in next week as we hear the second half of Luke's story about his journey into finding the church and becoming a Christian, a member of the Lord's church, the Church of Christ. We hope that you join us next week as we hear, listen to the second half of this interview with Luke Yates from Neosho, Missouri. See you next week. Take care and God bless.